Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Who's Who on African American Lit Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, the one and only DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, also known as the voice of Urban Lit in some circles. Tonight, we have a very, very interesting young man, talented brother, very unique talent. His name is Michael Downey, also goes by the name of Mr. MD. He's going to explain that to us a little later on. He should be on the line. Mr. Downey, are you with us? Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, you were there.
I'm right here. Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah.
All right. All right, yeah, welcome to the show, my brother. Welcome to the show. Give you another round of applause. Let everybody know you're in here.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you know, I waited patiently for this date. It's one of my most anticipated interviews with you, and I'm glad we're about to get it on. Now, listen, what area code are you calling in from?
757.
All right, you're calling up in the 757. Now, I'm anticipating some callers because I got a lot of inboxes from people who said they wanted to call in and chat with you. So what I'm going to do is real quickly, I got a couple of people on the line. I'm going to see if they want to chat. If not, we'll get the interview started right away. Now, if you're calling from 772 area code, you calling to talk to Mr. MD? All right. If you're holding on and you called in and you want to talk, when I mention your area code, that's your cue to talk to this brother, okay? So, are you calling from 240 area code? Man, listen, those your fans and my fans. If they want to talk, they'll chime in. As I said before, it's DJ Gasper, who's from African American Lit. We got my man, Michael Downey, author, poet, extraordinaire in the building. He's going to tell us a little bit about his writing career and his other passions. So, again, Mr. Downey, I'm going to call you Mr. MD, man, but that's kind of slick. I like that, man.
I appreciate it.
I like that, Mr. MD. Anyway, you're welcome to the show, man. Thanks for your copy of the book, My Life, My Life, My Mind, My Ink. I got a chance to read the book. Very interesting, man. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. I'm going to post a review on Lulu.com. But before we get into all of that, man, introduce yourself to your listeners and some of your fans that may be out there listening to the show.
Okay. Hey, how y'all doing out there? I appreciate my man Jeff putting me on the spotlight. My name is Michael Downey. I'm out of Portsmouth, Virginia, over here on the East Coast. And my book, call me Mr. MD. That's what I use when I'm out writing.
Okay, now, what is that Mr. MD? That's just your initials, Mike Downey?
Exactly, Mike Downey.
I thought there was some kind of subliminal message that you giving, man. I follow you on Facebook. I see the images of the beautiful women and, you know, and all the captions. I'm saying, okay, now, you ain't telling the whole story. It's got to be something left, you know, to this right now.
I mean, that's what they called me when I was in the Army on the Lurks team. They called me Mr. MD. You know, everybody had a nickname, so it just stuck with me.
So you were in the military. What branch were you in?
Well, I was in the Army.
Okay, thank you for your service, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I was in the Army. I was in the infantry. I did 3 tours in the Gulf. So I've been a lot of places and seen a lot of things.
All right. Well, again, man, on behalf of, Who's Who on African American Lit Radio Show, man, and everybody, you know, my fans and followers, thank you for your service, man. Really appreciate that. So you do the military. I'm out. Listen, are you calling in to speak to Mr. Downey? Anybody on the line wants to talk to Mike? We got a few minutes for some questions, and I'm about to shut it down. Going from 772 area code. Nah, man. You calling from the 240 area code? You want to talk to Mike?
Hello.
Yes, young lady. What area code are you calling in from?
Hello, me?
Hello? Yes, you, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. 718.
Go from the 718 area code. You got a question or comment for a mic down to Mr. MD?
Maybe. You hit one to hit the queue, right? Or it's not like that.
Excuse me?
No, baby, it's like this. It's like this. You're on the air with DJ Gatsby and Mike Downey. Right now.
Right now?
Yo, Mike, man, I'm with this lady. Let her know you're here, man.
Okay, how you doing, Miss Lady? This is Mr. MD, Mike Downey, right here
Hi,
waiting for
Michael.
You.
Hi, Michael. It's Iris. I didn't realize I was live.
Oh, how you doing, Iris?
Thanks a lot for letting me know, guys.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It. You're live?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know, because normally when you do Block Talk Radio, you press 1 to get in the queue. I didn't press 1. I just called. So I could listen.
I just
wanted to say congratulations,
right,
Michael, on your book.
Okay.
And I really do enjoy reading your poems. Great.
I really do appreciate it. I'm glad you're a new fan of mine. I'm taking that to heart.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm sorry about the TV. I wasn't expecting to be on the air live. So my apologies.
Okay. Hey, it's by any means necessary. You chimed in, so you
won
a
right?
million.
It's all about support.
I appreciate it. Great.
Right, Harris, quick question.
Yes.
Have you picked up his latest book, My Life, My Mind, My Ink, or are you following the poems that he's posting on Facebook?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you were kind of breaking up.
I said, are you following his poems he's posting on Facebook, or did you purchase his latest book yet?
No, I didn't purchase his latest book. I just found out, I think it was a couple of days ago, when my mom actually saw something that he was going to be on the radio station, and I actually messaged him and wanted to know more about it, so I advertised for him. So I really follow him on Facebook.
Okay, well, listen, big shout out to mom. Mom's looking out. That's a family affair you got going there, Mike.
Yes, Elva Davis is my mom. Yes, we both comment.
Big shout out to Miss Davis. Big shout out to Miss Davis. All right. Well,
so
listen,
she's listening. She'll get the heads up that she'll be on live without realizing it.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
But that's what we're here for. We're giving his listeners and his readers an opportunity to check him out and talk to him. Please feel free to have her call in. We definitely will give her a chance to chat with Mike, too.
Okay,
listen, stick around. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, stick around. Don't go anywhere. You know, we got a lot to talk about.
I will definitely be listening in.
All right, everybody. Once you get through soon, Happy American Lick. DJ Gatsby, Block Talk Radio Show with the poet and author Michael Downey in the building. Hey, Mike, man. You got a lot of followers, man, that I see, and you post a lot poetry and interesting pictures on Facebook. When did you start doing that, man? Because that's a very unique way of relating to readers and sharing your work, man. When did you start doing that?
Actually, I'm an 11-year-old poet. I started 11 years ago. And, you know, the pictures, I try to make them one of a kind. So with the way apps are now, you can blend them. It's almost like you're your own artist. So I get a lot of people to ask me, hey, can I have that picture? Can I use it? And I say, well, it's the only one, because I couldn't even blend it the same way twice. So I'm like, take the picture, you know, use it, do what you want to do with it. And, you know, it grabs a lot of attention because a lot of people think I'm at home just drawing them and working on them. And I say, well, I spend as much time on the pictures as I do on the poem because I want the picture to actually reflect what I'm saying. So,
okay.
You know.
Okay, I get that now. I get that now. Man, you got some very interesting. No, I don't mean to cut you off. When I look at when I read your poetry, it seems that you're catering to or trying to reach a lot of female readers. But when you look at the pictures you post, it looks like you're trying It's like the mail readers. So, I mean, is that something you're doing on purpose? Because you got me looking at the pictures, and then I read the poetry. If I got the ladies reading the poetry and then looking at the pictures.
Yeah, well, I look at it. You can't be a diamond without many facets. So I say, okay, when I first started, a lot of men would say, oh, man, you writing poetry, that ain't for me, that's for women. And I'd say, okay, so I'll figure out a way to get everybody on my same page. I say, I'll post a decent picture, the men will gravitate, and then I'll write a deep poem, the women will gravitate. Now, that was 11 years ago. Fast forward to now, it's like the women will be like, that picture's the bomb. And the guys will inbox me and say, hey, man, how'd you say this line? Well, how'd you put that together? So now it's like flipped. You know what I'm saying? I have men actually saying, can I use that line out of that poem? And I say, it don't bother me because you asked me. So that's the respect right there. That's all I want. It's a little bit of respect. You know, when men inbox me and say, hey, man, would you write me a poem for my wife? I feel honored. And, you know, somebody put it on my page the other day. Everybody likes your work until they have to pay for it. And then I'm like, you know what? I sit around and I think of a poem 10 times a day. So I'm putting one out and then I'm saving 9. And now Facebook has really done me a bonus, because if I don't post another poem for the next year, they're going to post a poem from last year and the year before and the year before. Yeah. So I'm getting new followers every day because they're saying, I didn't know you wrote that long ago. I just thought it was just you wrote something and that was it. So it's a great feeling.
Yeah, great marketing strategy, man. Like I said, when I started following you, I noticed that. And kudos to you. I got somebody who just inboxed me, man. They told me to call off the last 4 digits of the phone numbers instead of the area code. I don't know what that means, but I got somebody who's calling in from the last 4 digits, 9496. I'm going to get her on the line and see if she has something to say. Young lady, are you there? The last 4 numbers is 9496 of your phone? Man, y'all just interrupted my flow with my interview. If you are on the line and you called in, even if you don't want to talk, if I mention your phone number, let me know that you're in the building, and that's what you're going to do. Once again, the host on African American Lit Block Talk Radio, DJ Gatsby, with my man. I don't know what to call you, an author, poet, spoken word artist, man, or what, man. You very gifted and talented. Mike Downey, also known as Mr. MD. Now, I got your copy of your latest book, but I want to ask you about a couple of other books that I found out about with some literature that you sent me. You have a book that you published in 2008 called The Man He Wants Is Deep Inside You. Tell us a bit about that book, man, and what that title means.
Okay. That was the first book I wrote, and it was really spawned from a humbug conversation at a bar. Believe it or not, I was down at CIAA, you know, the black basketball tournament they have in Charlotte every year. And I was at the bar, and I was answering some questions for women, and they were like, why don't men open up? Why don't they tell us what they want when we're telling them what they're doing wrong so we can bounce off of each other? And at the end of the conversation, they was like, you should write a book. And believe it or not, I went home and I wrote a book. I think it's 58 pages long. And it's 10 things your woman loves about you and 10 things she hates about you. It is literally a man's guide to get it together.
Yes, sir. I get it, man. I look at the synopsis and says, a man's guide on what women want from men inside and out of the home. A simplistic insight from one man's perspective to aid in your relationship journey with the opposite sex. That's slick, bro. That's real slick. I like that. All right, now the other book that I saw, now this is from 2011. It's called Philosophy to the Good Life, From My Mind to Yours. Tell us a little bit about that particular book.
Okay, Philosophy to the Good Life came from every morning I write a positive post to wake everybody up. Hey, if you had a bad night, it's not going to be a bad day. You just got to change you. You got to change your attitude. So I wrote that because everybody was like, your morning post is so strong and so vibrant. So I decided to just put out a book of uplifting posts. So that's basically what Philosophies to the Good Life is. It's how to change your mood in a second. You know, it's like my man Tupac had a song for every situation. And every morning when I wake up, I think of something to uplift me, and I put it in a post to uplift anybody that can see it on Facebook. So that second book is really, it's just pick your poison. Whatever's going to make you smile, it's a whole book full of uplifting quotes.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to check that book out, but it's definitely something that I want to do in the near future. We got another call on the line, man. The last 4 digits of her cell phone, of her phone number, is 9796. Young lady, you got a few words to say to Mike, or Mr. MD, rather?
Yes, I do. Hey, Mike, it's Lisa. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Lisa.
I'm running around at a conference, but I just wanted to call in and say hey. Hey, and congratulations on your book. Keep up the good work. Of course, I'm pretty biased about it, but that's cool. And just wanted to say for those who may have not read your work that there's something in there for everyone. There are life lessons in the book. Could hopefully keep some young folks from making some wrong decisions or making some more intelligent decisions. There's things in the book about just, you know, improving your day or improving your outlook. And also, you know, yeah, there's some really nice erotic poetry in there, but there's also, you know, love letters to yourself. And so, you know, if you're just looking for something that you can dig deep into and take a part of it with you every day, it's in there. So, you know, check it out, get the book, and, you know, Mike's very cool. He's very interactive. He has a strong fan base. And I would say, you know, the brothers kind of, they comment every now and again. The sisters, you know, they comment strongly. But like I said, there's something in there for everyone, and you can take it and use it and improve, I would say, you know, your love life with your special person. You know,
wow.
It's a kind of book that you can take to the park and have a picnic and lay your head on your boo's lap and read it and just, you know, enjoy it. So got to run, but just wanted to say hey and keep up the good work. We are always looking for something new and inspiring.
Thank
wow,
you
that
very
was a
much,
great...
Ms. Lisa Gale.
You're welcome, sir.
That was great. Listen, can you put together a few words about me and say something nice about DJ Gatsby and Food Happy American Lit Black Talk Radio Show? That was an excellent PR move you just did. Mike, make sure you make the check out to that lady, man, for a great endorsement she just gave you.
Look, trust me, I already am. Look, it's funny. I already am. That's my partner in crime. That is my editor. A lot of people see her on my page every day and don't have a clue because I just don't put her out there because she's just like, let me do my thing behind the scenes. But that's my editor. She takes all my work and puts it where it needs to be and keeps me from working twice as hard. So, yeah, that's my
nice,
ace in the hole.
That's beautiful, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling in. And that was some very, very kind words you said about his work. And I heard what you said about the men not commenting. So, Mr. MD, I got you. I'm going to start commenting on your post, representing the brothers out here, because we got an opinion, and we appreciate what you're doing too, man. So, Lisa, look for that Jeff DJ Gatsby comments on the post. I'm representing the brothers out here.
I'm going to look for them comments. I'm going to look for them comments, Jeff, for sure. Y'all have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Who's Who and that Greg Lynn Block Talk Radio Show. DJ Gasper, a.k.a. Mr. Going to Sexy with the one and only Mr. MD, a.k.a. Mike Downey. And we're chatting with him about his books that he's written, his poetry, and specifically his latest book, My Life, My Mind, My Ink. I had to know I was nothing to become something. Now, that title is very interesting, man. We haven't even really talked about the book yet. Tell us a bit about that title for that book, My Mind, My Life, My Ink. You know, tell us about that.
Well, I broke it down like that because when I was trying to push the book to publishers and everybody, they were like, the book's not about one thing. How can you write a book about? And I was like, well, it makes sense to me because you need to be able to separate and realize who you are before you get to who you're going to be. If you can't, you can't figure it out. So that's why chapter one was my life, because as you read, I mean, I started at the bottom. I think I'm halfway at the top, but I had to go through every one of those trials and tribulations to be the man I am today. Uh-huh. So I never look at myself and blame myself, oh, I did this, because if I wouldn't have did that, I wouldn't be this because I wouldn't have learned from it. You see where I'm coming from?
Absolutely.
So that's where the life came from. And then my mind is when I did the second part with the inspirational quotes, because I don't want people to just look at me as a one-trick pony. I want them to say, he has enough ideas to float anybody's boat. I don't want my book to be stuck on the 15-year-old or the white lady or the black lady. I want whoever reads me to say, wow, that works for me. And then when I got to the part about my, well, that's describing my poetry. And as Lisa said, you know, I write about life situations. I write about love, romance. I write about sex. But even in poetry, I get people ask me, they say, you breaking the rules. You went from this to that. And I tell them, hey, I dropped out of college. I taught myself how to be a writer. So I don't have any rules to follow. I write what I feel. And I think that's what gets my people going, because I don't get up there and try to be one person and then switch to another person. I write what Mike feels every day. And, you know, it's, I think over the last year, I've gained 2,000 more followers. So obviously, somebody's liking what I'm doing. Instead of following the rules, I'm doing it my way. And at the end of the day, if you can't live life your way, you won't be happy anyway.
Absolutely not. And I like what you said about how you write your poetry, how you share it, the places that you post. You kind of find your own lane, man. You know, like a lot of poets are out there. A lot of, you know, sensual poets or erotic poets. But everybody needs to find their own lane and their own style and their own way of relating to their followers. And I think you've done that, particularly with this latest book, because you showed, you know, two different sides of yourself. Because, you know, a lot of people won't write an autobiography. They won't say too much about their personal life in their books. And the quotes that you do, you know, you're reaching people who really need to hear this stuff. Anytime you got a word to share, you know, somebody out there needs to hear that, man. So, and your followers are loyal. You know, they really appreciate the sincerity that comes through in your work, man. Listen, I want to put you on the spot, but before we go, man, could you read a piece or read one of your poems before we sign off?
Okay, sure, because I actually wrote a piece for the show. And it's titled...
Not perfect, but it's clean. Oh, thank you. One of the speakers gave
like
them to me.
I like that. It brother came from pitch. I thought I was gonna catch you off guard. I ain't ready, Gatsby. I didn't put nothing together. He said, "Listen, I actually got a piece ready. We're just waiting. You know, that's just on deck." And it is clean. Because you know. Go ahead.
I stay ready. Like I say, I write poems in my head all day. That's when people say, you post so much. How do you have something new? And I say, all I got to do is look around me in my neighborhood. I can come up with something new every day. So, you know, and this is one of those, a lot of people are used to the erotic stuff. But then when I write my life poems, they'd be like, you know what? I've read that a few times. That makes sense. So this one is called Dear Life. I know.
Okay.
I just have to make you want me. Take it. Success, that is. I'm on the guest list to success. As long as I don't give anything less than my best, I'll be fine. All my life I've heard what I can't do, so I'm having a blast showing you what I can do. The only thing that will make
there's
me better
I just
today
heard there's a meeting in the ED office.
Is taking another stab at you tomorrow. So life, I hope you can take it because I want your savings. I want to break your bank account down to its last ounce. Can loan some to someone else that's ready to prove to themselves that they can be a better themselves. And by the time I'm done shining like the sun, I'll be your favorite poet's favorite poet. And if I have it my way, your kids will know it because I think they can stand and learn something in school besides who discovered this country, like how to run it.
Wow, man, great, huh? You got me thinking, man. I'm going to play that back a couple of times. I'm going to play that back, man. But that was slick, man. You showcasing the skills. You know, you sharing a little bit about what's going on. And I like that, man. Now, I thought somebody was trying to say something before you got started. But I kind of muted everybody because I didn't want them to interrupt what you was doing. Once again, everybody,
right,
who's on that regular list, my man Mike Downey, a.k.a. Mr. MD, just read a piece for us, man. Now, is that something that's published or is that something new or something that you just did you haven't shared yet? That was the first time, like, sharing that with your fans?
Oh, yeah, that was the first time, because I just wrote that for the show today.
Oh, man, so we got exclusive. I appreciate that.
Definitely.
Man.
I mean, I feel like If you took the time to put me in your spotlight and put me into your world and bring my readers into the same circle, then I owe the show something special.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Now, you know, we're going to open the lines up one more time. I really spoke to Lisa. I don't know if she's still here. Is there anybody out there who has a question or a comment for Mr. MD Mike Downey before we go?
Well, apparently, the only thing is one of the few tricks he picked up in the special.
I guess not, even if they don't, man. All right, Mike, man, listen, it's only a 30-minute show. We're going to have to wrap it up, man. Listen, now, do you do any live performances, you know, open mics or anything like that? You're in VA, right? You're in Virginia, right?
Yeah, I'm in Portsmouth, Virginia, about 32 miles from Virginia Beach. I've actually done busboys and poets up in Baltimore and D.C.
Okay.
A lot of people ask me, do you? And I say, well, a thing with me writing so much is, but I have short-term memory loss. So when I think of something, I write it right then. So if you see me at a live anything, it's going to be something I'm coming up with right there on the stage. Because as far as remembering a poem, it's kind of hard for me to do. And like I said, that's why things that come to my head, I write them. So I guess they get lucky and get a post every day, because as soon as I come up with it, I'm going to post it.
Wow. Wow, that's real unique, man. But listen, like you said though, if you writing, and I know spoken word artists and poets that do that too. Whenever they're performing live, it's always something new because they don't. A lot of times, they don't want listeners or followers hearing the same poems or material over and over, man. So that's cool, man. Listen, I would love to get a chance to see you, man, and hear you perform or even sit down and talk to you in person someday. Now, do you have anything lined up? Do you have anything where you want to tell people about before we go?
I have a book coming out before the end of the year, but it's more of a black crime drama. It's a cross between The Four Brothers and The Godfather. That's been my pet project. I actually wrote the book about 5 years ago, but I wanted to do what I love, which is poetry, before I slip into something that they're used to seeing, because everybody's writing a black crime drama now. But I know mine's is special because every time I sit down and read it, I'm saying, I can't wait to do this one. So, yeah, and then I'm getting ready to, my mom has Alzheimer's, and I'm getting ready to come out with a special line of T-shirts for Alzheimer's people. So, I got a few things in the oven that I'm working out and I'm going to bring to the public.
All right. Okay, man, listen, everybody, make sure you stay tuned. Follow Mike Downey, Mr. MD. Don't forget to check out his books that he has on sale at lulu.com. The Man She Wants is Deep Inside of You. The other book is Philosophy to the Good Life, From My Mind to Yours, 100 Ways to Make Love, as well as his latest book, My Life, My Mind, My Ink. I Had to Know I Was Nothing to Become Something. So, Mike, what do you got to say, you know, to the fans and friends or supporters out there, man, before we go, my brother?
I'm going to tell them, hey, I love y'all. I love the support. And more than anything, I love the feedback. A lot of people think it's disrespectful that question me, especially about my quote. But I tell them, if you don't ask me, I can't explain it to you. So I love the feedback when somebody says, well, what did you mean by this? And, of course, the love poems, you know, that's sort of like, it's like me telling the world, you can be you. You just need to find somebody that's going to let you be you. Because 50% of the world is divorced. I don't know why, but it is. So at the end of the day, it's almost like mixing with bad company. You need to stay you and get with somebody that's going to enjoy the you that you are. Because when you change for someone, it doesn't work. In the long run, you always gravitate back to being you. But, yeah, I mean, I love my fans because they hit me up every morning. And like I say, the pictures when I use women always saying, can I be a model for you? And that's another thing I want to thank every model that I've ever used for a poem, because I get them all day. Hey, can you use my picture for a poem? And I tell them, I don't have a body type. I have a woman type. As long as you a grown woman and you know what you're doing on your own, however you got to make it happen, I'll use you. You can be thick. You can be skinny. I don't have a problem with it. I love my sisters to death. So, you know.
Wow.
I make it work.
Fantastic.
They send the pictures in. I use them as my models. And then they always say, you immortalize me. That is so sweet. But at the end of the day, I'm like, the women make the poem. You know what I'm saying? It gives you, you get a visual of what the read is. And I couldn't do it without them. And 10 years ago, when I was just starting out, I get one or two likes. Now those same poems will pop up because of Facebook from 5-10 years ago, and I get 70-80 likes. So it's people knowing the old me, and they're seeing me grow every day. And I love that process.
Wow, man. I didn't know. I was wondering where the pictures came from. But you know what happens, man, with those pictures and you writing the poems specifically based on, you know, how you feel that day and or maybe even inspired by that picture, it seems as though you're talking to the lady in the picture. And if you notice in the promo for the show, I used a couple of those pictures in the background.
Right.
Very good.
I was loving it, too. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know, it was great, man, talking to you today. Don't forget, everybody, you can check out Mike's books at lulu.com. Go on the website, or better yet, inbox him, contact him on Facebook. I don't know if you, Mike, you on Twitter, Instagram, or anything like that?
I'm on Instagram, not Twitter.
But you're on Instagram as what, Mr. MD?
Yeah, as Mr. MD the Poet, yes.
Mr. MD the Poet on Instagram. All right. You know, Mike, man, we're going to wrap it up. Like I said, it's only a 30-minute show. Make sure you follow him also on Facebook. I mean, you're on Facebook as Mike Downey, but you also have a Facebook page, Philosophies to the Good Life, don't you?
Exactly. I have that page up there. When I write some of my I like to call them the poems for the grown people, and they're not the raunchy poems. It's the stuff that I write that I want your kids to read 10 years from now, you know, because you got to be able to separate. Some days you just feel like writing something that's what's going on in the world. Like I tell people, I don't do the black-white thing on my page, the racism thing, but every now and then something will catch me that's going on in the world, and I feel I have to write about it. and I'll put it there. And it's like when people give me the feedback and say that was real deep, it gave me a different perspective than what you see on the news. So, you know, it's
okay.
It's another avenue to touch people.
Yeah, man, look, when you got a word and you want to say something, you want to reach out to people and say something that's on your heart and your spirit, whether it's just coming off personally or it's coming off as an inspirational quote or even a poem, you got to do that, man. So, I get it. You know, writers write. You know, those inspirations, those words come to you. You got to share them. You know, you got to put it out there in the world. So, man, listen, I get it. I get it totally, man. So, Mike, man, listen, promise me, man, you'll come back on the show again. I know I'm going to be working with you, doing some promotions for another month or two. When you come back, you can talk about that new book that's coming up, as well as some of the other things that's been happening in your life. Now, this time, I want to hear some of that erotic poetry, because I got the inboxes about these ladies that wanted to hear the poems. And I'm going to have that review for that book too, man. That My Life, My Mind, My Ink. And
okay.
Just promise me that you come back and do the show, man.
I'll be back. I'll be back more than enough because I love the show. I love the atmosphere. I'm going to come back every chance I get.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's DJ Gatsby, who's on African Led Block Talk Radio Show. Our guest was the one and only Mike Downing, also known as Mr. MD. He's an author, motivational speaker at Source Code Entertainment and Networking Group, as well as a friend of mine. Don't forget to follow me, DJ Gatsby, at DJ Gatsby's Book Club. Follow me on YouTube. Check out episodes of my TV show, The Talk Show with DJ Gatsby. And follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Pinterest at DJ Gatsby X. Yo, Mike, man, it's been a gas, bro. I'm love to have you on the show. I got to bring you back, man.
I had a blast, man. I'll be right here for you.
All right. And don't forget to go check out that book, ladies and gentlemen. It's at lulu.com. Mike Downey, Mr. MD. It's actually Michael Downey. You get that right. My Love, My Life, My Life, My Mind, My Ink. I had to know I was nothing to become something. Mike, peace, man. I'll be talking to you during the week, man. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Okay, my brother. I appreciate the love.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
And that's it, Danny.
Once again, like I said, DJ Gatsby. Again tonight, Mike Downey. Awesome. But you got his book, My Life, My Mind, My Ink. DJ Gatsby, we'll see you next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m.
Baby, I had a thought for a second on the balcony. Scoping you down, you look inside of me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks. And that ain't right. I thought you can't handle it on your own. But you're too damn fly to drink all alone. Can I come bubble with you? To you, I'ma make a toast. Come on. Come on, don't talk.